There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. It's a way to get in touch with me today or any particular day. And you're certainly welcome to send me emails. You're welcome to respond on Facebook. You're welcome to certainly suggest topics. We haven't done that for a while. Maybe we'll put that up sometime next week. Of just suggest a topic that you'd like me to cover on the air.
Yeah,
because we got a huge number of responses. The problem is that I need to write them down or something, because the problem about Facebook is once something gets a bit dated on Facebook, you can't find it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's there someplace, but so we got like hundreds of responses, and I think we talked about maybe 20 or 25 or 30 of them, and the rest of them sort of got lost in the ages. So maybe, is there a way of printing out our Facebook page?
There's a way to do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'll figure it out. Manny is my little genius about stuff like this, so we'll figure it out. So maybe we'll put that up next week of just topics that you'd like me to cover on Facebook. Cool. Not on Facebook necessarily, but on the program. We'll put it up on Facebook. All right. So I had mentioned today, we have a number of questions up on Facebook. Apparently, the court dismisses a warrant gained by cutting suspects' internet. I don't know. I mean, think about being a judge these days, right? You went to law school and you learned all this stuff, and then the internet came along and throws everything off. I mean, all the issues and all the, you know, constitutional stuff and whatever. So, yeah. Anyway, let me just tell you what the setup is here. Manny and I both have something called, what's it called? Called the Comrex Stack. Because Manny, we'll just tell you the secret of the program, which many of you already know, but for those of you who don't, Manny is actually in Minneapolis, and I'm actually in New York. And we have actually never met each other. We're kind of the ultimate blind date for each other.
That's one way of putting it.
You could probably pick me out of a crowd. I'm not sure I could pick you out of a crowd, although I think you sent me a picture once, but you sort of grow your hair long or whatever. So
I'm actually going bald.
Well, there you go. I have enough hair for both of us, so don't worry. It's perfectly, you know, we're the perfect couple, that I tend to be impatient, he tends to be patient, he's bald, I'm, you know, got enough hair for both of us, so it'll be perfect. So at any rate, we have this cool program called Comrex Stack. It used to be called, the precursor to this was PC Anywhere. Did you ever use that?
I don't think I ever used that, no.
And it was the same system, basically, in that this is a little more sophisticated. So when you call 855-99-37569, Manny will pick up the phone. And he will say, what's your question for Dr. Brown? Or sometimes he'll say Joy, depending on, you know, how formal he's feeling at that moment. He will then type it up and in a little box, and it'll put your name on it and usually the question. And sometimes where you're calling from, sometimes not. He's more interested in that than I am. I don't care where you're calling from. And as far as I'm concerned, you can use any name you want. But when I started in broadcasting, there were not psychologists who were broadcasters. And so they would just say, line one, you're on the air. And I was, you know, even then I thought, well, how do they know that they're line one? And I guess because the Manny would get on and say, you're next. You're line one. You're next. But that isn't, I mean, for me, I'm dealing with you guys talking about intimate issues in your life. And so saying hi, caller online, or hi, caller, just seemed to me, I mean, that's not how we do it. So I would say, hi, Manny. Now, sometimes your name would be Manny. Sometimes it wouldn't be. And it's perfectly okay. Your name doesn't have to be what you tell me it is. You just have to remember what you told me it was long enough. So when I say, hi, Manny, you're on the air, you say, was that me? Because that gets really boring after a while. But you can use any name you want. I don't care what name you use. But it's just nice to have a name to associate so we can talk. It just seems friendlier. All right, so Manny will put up your name, real or fake. He doesn't even say, you know, her name is Grinnell Hyde, but please call her Susan. He didn't do that, because you know what I would do. I just read, oh, her name is Grinnell Hyde. No. So he'll put up the name, And then I can look at that. In addition, I have my computer with the show prep and stuff, so he can be in touch with me. I have a microphone in front of my face, which probably doesn't surprise you. And I have this really kind of cool thing that's called, I have a number of them, but I also have a Comrex brick, so that that connects to a router, which connects to the internet. Probably more information than you need. But the point of all of this is today, when I was, you know, all set up, and we have, Manny and I have not had very many technical problems, but before, it's why I changed systems. I just went and sort of bit the bullet and got a different system, because the system we had before crashed with some regularity, because it was based on, instead of internet, it was based on telephone lines. And for those of you who remember Sandy, which is, 2 years ago, my part of the world got just inundated. It was literally under salt water, and I got evacuated, and I was okay, but apparently the phone lines weren't. So with great regularity, they would just kind of go. And when you're doing a daily talk show, and we'd sit, and the thing is, you didn't know when they were going to go, and you didn't know when they were going to come back, and there were very few people who knew how to repair it. So I got to know the area AT&T guys really well. And so I'd call up first. I'd check out the system really early in the day, and they'd say, I'd call them up and say, and they'd say, "Hi, Joy, what you know?" And so I'd fix them breakfast and lunch, and they would be here for 8 hours, and we'd be sitting here, and the system wouldn't work. So I just went and got a different system. At any rate, so today I've got everything all set up. No problems. A nice day. It's a system that's not dependent on old copper lines that got rusted. I guess copper technically doesn't rust, but it oxidizes. And all of a sudden, the entire thing crashes. And a little box comes onto my computer that says, "Sorry for the inconvenience." This is not inconvenient. This is my job. This is my career. This is what I do. What do you mean inconvenience? So as a result, we put up on Facebook, "Tell us the most irritating phrase." And I mentioned that "sorry for the inconvenience" is, it may be, I mean, I know everybody hates "have a nice day." That at least has some degree of, I mean, presumably that's something that happens before anything crashes. That's not an attempt to deflect, right? Saying "have a nice day." I mean, it may be inane, but it's at least positive. This one is, "We have just nailed your hide to the wall. And, gee, we're so, so sorry." And you know there's not an ounce of sincerity in that. I mean, and it's happened stuck in elevators, stuck on subways, trying to decipher someone's accent. And again, I'm not decrying their accent. They speak English better than I speak whatever their language is. I just can't understand them. And I think that it's part of a nefarious plot, to be quite honest. Because whenever you have one of those, and they're always young, and they're always really nice, and they're always very sorry for the inconvenience. But I think it is a plot that you can understand them, they can understand you, and nothing gets done. Because essentially, when you're calling in those circumstances, you're calling because something is wrong, right? You've been overcharged, or something's broken. And so what you want is some help. And they're clearly well-meaning. I'm sure they're underpaid. And I'm sure they're really nice to their mother and probably are nice to animals. But they have essentially no power. You can't understand them some of the times. I mean, sometimes it's not a very good phone line, but sometimes it's just a true communication barrier. And that their sort of shield, their deflection is, "Sorry for the inconvenience," and it just sets my teeth on edge. And it really brings, I mean, I'm a Southern girl, so I was brought up with really nice manners, and it really tempts me to say, "Are you out of your mind?" Which I don't, because it's not their fault. They've been put, I think, in that situation specifically to thwart any ability to get anything done. All right, so 855-99-375-69. Either you're welcome to call me and tell me what your least favorite phrase is, or you can Facebook me, or I suppose you can send me an email. 855-99-375-69. And if there's something else you need to call me about, just go right ahead. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. So, Manny, I'll give you first dibbies. Do you have a particular phrase that just drives you nuts?
I'm trying to think because, you know, I'm looking at the responses that we're going to get into.
Oh, yeah. But
and, of course, I'm looking at some of these and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that is kind of annoying, but I can't really think of one.
All right. So you have to answer before you look. Otherwise, it's going to be derivative. You don't have any that are than just set your teeth on edge? Well, all right, we'll let you defer temporarily.
Yeah. Well, what about you? What besides?
Well, I mentioned siphon inconvenience just drives me nuts.
Okay.
Let's see. The subway announcements drive the one probably the silliest one, although it doesn't set my teeth on edge in the same way, is keep your electronic devices hidden, and all you can see up and down both sides of the aisle, everybody standing, sitting, anything else, is everybody using either their iPod or their iPhone or their the iPad, something. So I think that's desperately out of date, that somebody needs to tell them, folks, everybody's using, so. But that just seems superfluous rather than irritating per se. All right, let's you're saying that this got people's attention today, huh?
It definitely did. We'll start with Robbie. Robbie says, when people say, are you working hard or hardly working?
Or I'll tell you one. Cold enough for you? What does that mean? Oh, here's my favorite. Maybe even worse than sorry for the inconvenience is, it is what it is. What does that possibly mean? It could possibly be what it's not. Isn't it what it is?
Spoiler alert, I think we're going to see that a few times here.
Really? Okay, because that one, the other one is, if I were you, and I thought, well, if you were me, then who would I be? That one's a dumb one, too. See, I'm going to come up with a bunch of these. You can hear irritating phrases are just burbling out of me today. All right. Go ahead. Somebody's going to say, what's your question? And I'm going to cry.
Let's go to Marquita. She actually shared a couple with us. She says, the first one is, I could care less. And she gives the reasoning. She says, is it possible for you to care less than you do now? This is not a significant statement. I believe you meant that you could not care less, since you already care as little as you possibly could.
Whoa, that one's the other one is, this may seem stupid, but if it's stupid, I don't want to hear it. I mean, either say it or don't say it. That's a very female kind of phrase.
And you know what? That actually, I'm glad you said that, because that leads me to the one that bugs me the most. It's when people say, no offense, but...
Yeah, and then they're going to say something really offensive.
To offend you, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, really offensive. Oh, we're on a roll here, aren't we? You and I could just do this all day. All right, keep going.
Then Marquita actually had a second one. She says, in quotes, same difference. And her reasoning goes, also not a significant statement. You probably meant to say same thing. However, most people who use this phrase are incorrect at the time they say it, as it is normally said in rebuttal to someone's pointing out that, no, the subjects in question are not the same thing. So,
right, so do that one again. That one I have to concentrate on.
The phrase is same difference.
Right.
It's kind of, I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty
well,
oxymoron.
Well, it's an oxymoron, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
All right, so same difference, by definition, if something's the same, then it's not different, and if something's different, it's not the same.
Yeah. And she said...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, she says, you probably meant to say same thing, which, yeah, makes a lot of sense. Let's see.
Yeah, good point. It's kind of lazy English.
Dorothy says, I get a little annoyed when people say, quote, I have no idea. Please, most of us have more imagination than that.
And that's usually said when you say, why did you do this? And they say, I have no idea. And you were saying, oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. Adeline says, her example is, where you at? And she says, I have never understood this question.
Not to mention it's bad English.
Right, right.
Where you at? I guess that's saying, what are you feeling? You know, all of them are inexact English, and I think that's part of it. It's hard enough to figure out what we're talking about when we're trying really hard. And once we sort of fall into these dumb phrases, we have no idea what anybody's saying.
Yeah. Let's go on to Tracy.
And they're not sorry for the inconvenience. Oh, I'm sorry. That was me bringing up my little pet peeve again. Sorry. Keep going. They're not. I can tell. There's no sincerity there.
Tracy says, she says, I say same difference and my bad. So she's given some examples of
her own irritating things.
Yeah.
Well, my bad is at least taking responsibility. It's being cutesy as opposed to saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it is certainly one step removed from I'm sorry. It's kind of, it's halfway between I'm sorry and I'm sorry you feel that way. Because my bad sort of is not really completely taking responsibility, and there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of remorse in that sentence. But at least it's better than saying, I'm sorry you feel it that way. Or sorry for the inconvenience. Do I have a little hobby horse here? All right, keep going.
Let's go to Chris. Chris says, I hate, quote, I don't know about that. And he says, just say I don't agree with you on that. So, you know, yeah. So if you make a statement and you say, you know, well, I don't know about that, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, you're right. It's because it's mealy mouth. Instead of saying, I disagree, mm-hmm. or could you explain more, they're saying it's dismissive.
Yeah.
See, all of them are dismissive. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Let's go to Kate. Kate says, not so much a phrase, but I hate when people use... I hate when people use probably instead of probably. And I've actually, personally, I've been guilty of that myself when I'm texting someone. Well, you know, the word probably, a lot of times people will just type in probably. P-R-O-L-L-Y as a short way of saying probably.
Well, that's really tacky. Have you done that? You've done that with me.
I've never done that with you.
I would say, want a cracker? I mean, That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that myself.
All right, well, naughty you.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Christy says, when someone calls and says, what's up? I mean, they're the ones who called.
Yeah. Here's another one. Did I wake you? Right? Yeah. Well, if you think there's a possibility, why didn't you call later?
Right.
And no one ever admits to saying, yeah, you woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if God forbid, they call up and say, did you wake me? And you say, yes. They say, why aren't you awake yet? I mean, what?
Or when somebody calls and you answer and they say, hey, are you awake?
I am now.
I am now.
Yeah, I had to get up to answer the phone.
Yeah. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine says, with that being said, she goes, we know what you said. You don't need to remind us that you just said it.
these are great.
Yeah.
Boy, we irritate the living daylights out of one another, do we not? This is great.
And we do it without thinking, too. That's the funniest. That's what's
yeah,
so funny about
yeah.
It.
Well, hopefully this will make it a little bit more, I mean, it is what it is. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, this was something that was inspired by my computer meltdown today. It wasn't even my fault. All of a sudden, everything just crashed. And then this little sign comes on that says, sorry for the inconvenience, and I sort of went ballistic on it. It's not an inconvenience, it's my program. So we asked people what their most irritating phrase was, and you guys are coming up with some yummies. You know, we're... Apparently, we all live in a really irritating world these days. It also reminds me of probably my favorite line of Into the Woods, which is, what is it, Chris Hemsworth, who's the prince, says that he was raised to be sincere, not honest. You know, I thought, well, that's true. Yeah, and I know, but some people like that. No. I blew it. He was raised to be charming, not sincere. All of us know, I think that's every politician's phrase every place, that I'm charming, not sincere. One being that, that I'm not necessarily on a first-name basis with the truth. Okay, so let's hear other irritating phrases.
Let's continue on with Pauline. She says, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, not necessarily.
She says, if I didn't know, I'd ask you to explain.
Good point. You know what? We should sort of ask people to put... is there any way that we can do polls so we could put the most irritating phrase up? Or, have a contest between some of the most irritating?
I'll look into that.
That'd be good to do, don't you think?
Yeah, I'll look into see if we can get something like that up. Let's go on to Jane. Jane uses... the one that we talked about before. It is what it is.
Yeah, that one just, I mean, what else could it possibly be?
Yeah.
And it's always a dismissive thing. Lawyers use it a lot. And it's all of these are dismissive if you think about it. And that's probably part of the irritation factor, is they're saying it doesn't matter. You know, that whatever you're concerned about doesn't really matter to me.
Dave says, bye now. Of course it is now, in the present. We are both there. Why not just say bye?
Well, see, that's Southern. Y'all come back here. And it's not H-E-R-E, it's H-E-A-R. That's a Southern thing.
Marge says, no problem, in response to thank you.
So, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
She goes on to say, since when was
or no worries. That where does that one come from? That's come out of nowhere. Like when you say something, you know, when we need to talk about that, no worries, like what does that mean? I wasn't worrying. I was sort of saying this is what should happen or can you do this, and no worries. I wasn't worrying.
Marge goes on to say, since when was there a problem? I just wanted to thank you for your service. The no problem reply is now overused, and it's typically used by 18 to 20 year old wait staff in restaurants. What happened to you're welcome? Very annoying, and it feels awkward and incorrect.
Okay.
Fran actually replied to Marge, and Fran says, I've had discussions about this. No problem lessens the value of what you are doing, what you are being thanked for. Welcome is correct. Yeah.
Exactly. They're all almost all the phrases that we've talked about that are irritating are dismissive. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you can't get upset about it. You can't blame me about it. It's not important.
Yeah. Bruce says, obviously. If it's obvious, why say it?
Yeah, that, again, it's dismissive, all of them.
Christine says, I don't like suck it up.
Well, I don't think anybody does, even though, you know, and it, because, again, it's saying your concern is not important.
Mm-hmm. I've got a couple more.
Although I admit that I did talk with a friend, and I may even have said this on the air, when Boston got 2 feet of snow, and I said this last week or the day before something in history that upstate New York had gotten 120 inches, suck it up. I may have said, suck it up, Boston.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, and I lived there. And so, you know, that was probably, you know, that was probably a little Super Bowl angst, but it was before the Super Bowl, so. All right, keep going.
We had a couple more people that said it is what it is.
That's really irritating.
Justin says, at the end of the day, simply meaningless.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, again... Because it's almost always at the end of the day, whatever you think is important isn't.
Mm-hmm.
They all have in common that they're dismissive. And nobody likes... Look, we all know that we overreact sometimes. In fact, we don't overreact. We react to something other than the obvious or something other than what somebody else feels is important. But being told that does not engender warm fuzzies.
Wendy says, not so much a phrase, but the word absolutely. I guess in terms of, like, if it's responding. If you're responding to something that someone said.
There is something about... at least absolutely doesn't feel as much that it's dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely means yes, I agree with you. So, I mean, I'm less, I hear that it's a bit trite, but it does seem to me that it's at least being, giving weight to what you think is important.
Casey says, I'm not saying, or just saying. And I've even heard, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, ridiculous. I'm actually guilty of using that.
You said I'm just saying.
Sometimes if I'm posting something on my Facebook page, it'll say, you know, I might tag it at the end with, I'm not saying nothing, I'm just saying, you know, just to kind of be.
My sister sent me something that said, she was talking about New York real estate or something in an email and said, I'm just saying. And I didn't quite get what she was referring to. What does that mean, actually? I'm just saying. Oh, he's getting a phone call. Because I wasn't sure what my sister was talking about, which is certainly not a unique experience. I'm just saying, I guess it's... Again, I think it's sort of backing off from the responsibility. What do you mean when you say, I'm just saying?
I think I've just kind of used it as a way to...
To back off something.
Yeah, I guess.
To say I'm not really taking responsibility. You know, I'm just, you know, it's not a big deal, or I'm not, you know, I'm really not, I'm not invested in the statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, 855-993-7569. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a kind of a potential relationship question.
Okay.
I met somebody recently, and I later discovered through a friend of mine, a third-party friend, that this person has, some kind of a drug or alcohol problem, and they had been in recovery, and they checked themselves out, so they didn't stay, and they sometimes are a little unreliable, I guess, in that area. And I think my question is it potentially, should I walk away from any kind of a relationship like that potential, or should I kind of give it a chance to kind of see if, you know, this person...
Okay, let's give me a little more background if you can, David. How old are you?
48.
And how old is this person that may have the problem?
I don't know. I think late 20s, early 30s.
Okay, are we thinking of this as a potential romance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, have you met this person, or you just sort of seen them from afar? What's the deal here?
No, we met actually at a bar, and chatted for a long time, and you know, we seem to communicate pretty well together, and we've now communicated several times over email or from text messaging, and so we were, you know, thinking of going out for tea or something.
Okay.
Me knowing now that he has a history of some type of abuse with some drug, that I was going to just limit things to, like, tea or coffee, you know, caffeine.
Well, I think, yeah, tea or coffee sounds like a better idea than a bar. Who's the person who gave you the info about the rehab?
He's a close personal friend of mine, long-term friend, and he had direct personal experience with a person sleeping over at his house for some events that were going on, and just kind of disappeared and then suddenly came back. So kind of represented himself in unreliable way.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about what do you do if you have some information about somebody that you may have some interest in that may have a huge skull and crossbones superimposed on them. We'll talk with David and Scott, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with David, who has a potential romantic interest in somebody, and it's in its fledgling stages, and he's found out from a friend that the object of his potential affection may have a drug problem. And so the question is, had you made the date for the tea or coffee yet or not?
No, we actually tried for it last night, but he got stuck in the snow, so, you know.
Well, look, I, again. I would certainly, yeah, well, it sounds like you're sort of, I would certainly go cautiously. And I think there are a number of issues here. First of all, I assume that your friend who shared this information doesn't have an axe to grind, because sometimes what people share depends on what their perspective is. And, for example, if your friend had a crush on this dude and it didn't work out well, and he may not even consciously be warning you off, but unconsciously be doing that. So I think you give the dude the benefit of the doubt, but I would certainly proceed cautiously with that information. I might even sort of ask him about it at some point of saying, I wouldn't sort of out your friend of saying, well, Henry said this, but to say, you know, I heard from some people who know you that that you were in rehab. How did that go? And you could just say that, and then see what he says. But there's also a huge age difference here, and you may want to be a little cautious about that. In that, the two of you may be at very different stages in your life, and I'm not telling you who to date, but I'm just saying that. You know, you probably want to stay within one generation as opposed to, you know, a 20-year age difference. And it may be just 10 or 15, but people have different expectations at different times in their life. And you want to be careful that presumably he's not necessarily looking to you to be a sugar daddy, unless that's what you'd like to be. And you're not necessarily looking to him to be a boy toy, unless that's what you're after. But, you know, I would probably be, and as you know, a drug issue in your 20s is not a good thing, but it's a different than a drug issue in your 30s or 40s or 50s.
Okay.
So I would proceed cautiously. And at some point, before I would even allow my heart or any other organs to get involved, I would probably at least bring up the rehab issue and see what his response is.
Okay. How do I do that without sounding like I'm like calling him out in the carpet or?
I just say, listen. Have you ever had a drug or alcohol problem?
Who, me? Am I asking him that, or are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you if you, David, have.
I have not.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can just, I suppose one thing you could say, look, if you're talking about dating somebody, you're talking about sort of being honest with somebody, I just say, I understand at some point that you were in rehab. Was that successful or not? Or how did you feel about that? Or, you know, that I have a cousin who's thinking about rehab, presumably, if you're a 40-some-year-old male, that you've known other people who've been in rehab or talked about rehab. And so there's a way of saying, you know, I know rehab really works for some people and doesn't for others and whatever. I mean, you'll sort of figure it out. But I think I'd rather you bring it to his attention in a kind of neutral way and let him talk about it and see what his response is, then either go into it completely ignoring that piece of information or dump him based on that information. I mean, I think most of us would just assume that somebody brought to our attention one of the concerns they have about why they would get involved with us or not get involved with us, as opposed to just feeling like we've been rejected.
If somebody, like, takes themselves out of rehab, does that represent any... I don't know, fault in the ability to have a relationship with somebody, or is that a concern?
I don't think they're exactly the same. I mean, again, I think you need to ask him those questions of not so much, does this mean you can't have a relationship, of just, you know, what does that mean? Did you feel that you didn't want to give up the substance, or that you'd already done enough, or that this wasn't for you? I mean, and presumably, I would just go cautiously, but these are things that are not necessarily the topic of a first date, but I'd rather, as I said, you talk about them than you either go into it blindly, pretending you don't know this, or dump him on the basis of this. So the alternative would seem to me to ask him about it at some point before you're overly involved.
Yeah. All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know. A little more difficult than either going in blindly or dumping him, but I think more is a lot fairer. I think that's how we'd want to be treated. Scott, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, I have four quickies for you on the word usage stuff you were talking about, okay?
Okay, sure.
People talk about things falling between the cracks.
Yeah.
Actually, between the cracks, it's solid. They mean falling into a crack, don't they? but you hear that all the time.
Good point. Good point. Well, I suppose if the mortar or the spackle or something has fallen away, you should see my bathroom tiles. Maybe between the cracks would make a little more sense.
Well, maybe another time. Okay, the other one is when people say, I could care less. That started as, I couldn't care less, which actually makes some sense. But somehow it got changed over the years to, I could care less.
Good point.
Doesn't really make sense, yeah.
Yeah, and it falls right into that dismissive category. All right, what else you got for me?
Along the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania, people have this way of saying, the car needs washed or the house needs painted. They don't use the verb to be.
Wow. That sounds completely illiterate.
I think so, too, but they don't think so. And one other quick one. When people say imagery when they mean images, that just makes my skin crawl.
Are you an English professor, Scott?
You know, I'm not, but I just really appreciate good use of language. Remember Edwin Newman's books on that? You know,
you
you speak clearly, you might think clearly.
Yeah, I agree. There are regional differences, like standing online. As opposed to standing in line. And that I think that's not necessarily grammatically incorrect. It's just different phraseology from different sources. And the people in New York stand online. And I think the Brits queue up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
In New England, you go to get your hairs cut, which I guess is more correct.
Absolutely. Slightly more accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a soda pop. Is a very different phrase. I think soda pop is a Western phrase. Either soda.
We still say pop in Minnesota. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, but you don't. Do you say soda pop?
No, a lot of times we just say pop.
It's pop. Yeah. So and pop means father in New England in the Northeast. I don't think anybody. The people talk about soda. I'm trying to think. Vest
in the middle. In the middle of Ohio, we use pop for both of those, father and drink.
There you go. So pop is drinking pop. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, thank you so much. And hopefully none of this will fall through any cracks.
Or into them, yeah. Okay, thank you.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.